I do have a lot to share with us, and I pray you will do something with whatever you hear. Amen? There's nothing worse than hearing the word and casting it off. So the most important thing is to hear and do. Don't be hearers of the word only, but also doer. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to start ministering. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for who you are. You are God. And we are your children. We belong to you. We thank you for giving us your will, which is your holy word. We receive you into our hearts. As your word now come with power, with grace and favor, and mercy and truth, and deliverance, healing, wholeness, and everything that we need, may your word revolutionize our life, bringing us to the right place at the right time. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, this morning I'm going to talk about just the word renew. You know, when you say something to be renewed, that means it was new before, right? So we make it new again. Somebody shout hallelujah. The word of God commands us to do something, to do what? Renew our mind. So we're going to start with Romans chapter 12. I'm going to only do maybe verse 1 to 3 and leave it. Anytime we give you a scripture, go back and read that whole chapter at your own time. Don't just take a part. Because we're ministering and preaching time is a limited time, you're just touching a few things. But it's your responsibility to go back and dig in and enjoy more of it. The word of God is food. The Bible says man cannot live by what? Bread alone, but by what? Every word. If somebody say every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. So how do we know the Bible is the word of God? Because the Bible tells us that every word is inspired by the Spirit of God. Not man's spirit, but the Spirit of God. So you need to eat the word. Tell your neighbor, say, eat the word. Actually, do yourself a favor. I'm coming to Romans 12. That's going to be our theme scripture. So you know, you need to eat the word of God before you eat natural food. Practice that. So when you wake up, try to eat something from the word of God. Amen? You can't do a whole chapter, do a verse. At least you've eaten something. Say amen. Start the foundation of your day that way. So I'm going to be talking about renewing our mind. So that's one renewal of our mind right there. Foundation of your day, eat the word first. Before you brush your teeth, before you drink water, before you do anything, not only do you pray and thank God for the day, but eat the word. Somebody say, I'll eat the word. See, a lot of you are quiet. So, and the hammer of God is going to break that rebellious mind today in the name of Jesus. Everything that holds you back from receiving from God, it's going to be shattered to pieces. As I'm speaking, it's already happening. Strongholds will be falling off your mind in the name of Jesus. I've seen people 40 years ago, they are the same yesterday and they are the same today. If they don't change how they think and how they are, they will remain so the next 40 years. Somebody say, God forbid. I rather change and see that I'm progressing. Say amen. You must look at your life and say, yes, I was that, but now I'm this. I've progressed. Somebody say, I've progressed. You must renew your mind. Everything about your life starts with how you think. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7a. As a man think in his heart, so is he. And if as you think, that's how you are, you must begin to learn how to change your thinking. So you can be exactly what you want. Say amen. We all have goals, plans, visions, dreams about our lives. It starts with thinking. But you can't just think anyhow. You can think psychology. It's not going to change anything. It's a temporary fix. That's why people go to psychologists, they go for the last 40 years and nothing has changed. All they did was they spent all their money. That's the only thing they've changed. They're out of pocket. Why don't you let the Holy Ghost do the changing today? Say, Holy Spirit, change me. As the word is about to hit me now, change me. Romans 12. This is not a suggestion. It's a command from God for us to do this. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. May God help me to preach this message this morning. The Holy Ghost, you know, during the time of worship, if this is for you, there was somebody who was in the service. I sense a relief already. Your heart was beating so fast. It's called like a heart palpitation. It was just... But it's calmed down. If you have that problem, as you hear the word, as I'm ministering, I'm not going to call you forward. Just make sure you lift your hands up where you are and just take it now that we have activated it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You know, you don't need somebody to lay hands on you. There's a place for laying of hands. Say, lay hands on the sick and they shall do what? Recover. You don't just want to recover. You want to be made whole. Say amen. The word will make you whole. The word will make you whole. So go for the word. Recovery means it can come again. That's how you see people who have cancer, they get healed. And a few years later, it says it's back. And then they are out. May you be 100% made whole. In the name of Jesus. So when the word of God comes, it says the presence of God was present to heal them all. So when the Lord calls you something about you, you grab it. Say amen. You don't get shy about that. If I were you, I have that problem. Even if I say you don't have to come up, you can stand where you are and just take your two hands and pull it to yourself. Say amen. When the presence comes to do something, take. And if your name is not called, if something about you is not called, you got an issue, say, you go, me too. You just pull. We are so sophisticated in church now that many things of God, it's like we are timid about it. I don't understand that kind of sophistication. Go for it. Can you imagine the woman with the issue of blood? If she was sophisticated, she would still be sick and die in her sickness. She let go of that. I don't care about the crowd. I don't care about who's telling me get away or don't come close to Jesus. If I have to crawl, if I have to do anything to get it, I'm getting my portion. And she got her healing. And Jesus noticed her in the crowd. May you not be somebody who's just running around in the crowd. May you be unique and come out of the crowd and get what belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. There is no shyness in the kingdom of God. You wouldn't believe I used to be shy. I don't know what shyness is anymore. Praise the Lord. When they are praying, if somebody wants to call me, I'll be there. I'll just be praying. You better not be calling me to pray. I didn't used to talk. I'll just be quiet. But that was not my natural nature. My mother and my aunt told me a story many years ago. You know, I went home 91. You know, the Lord showed me my dad was going to move to heaven. I just told my husband, I'm going home. I saw him leaving and I had to go. And he told me exactly when he's moving. I saw the month and everything. So I said, I got to go. 10 years, I never went home. So I went. I just got a ticket and I went home. Nobody knew I was coming. So I stepped into the house. When I stepped into the house, my dad just finished calling my name. And I showed up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My dad, my mom, everybody was able to rededicate their life to Jesus. Because my dad knelt before. My dad was older than I think he was 85 or 86. So I'm a daughter of an older person. you know. And so I told my mom I came for a mission. He's going home. This is January. He's going to be going home in March. God gave me the privilege to know. So prepared them and just went. Did what I had to do and came back. I had little kids, so I couldn't stay. I had to come back. Praise the Lord. But while I was in that visit, God moved. My mom and everybody rededicated their lives. So I prayed for them and had the privilege to know that I know. And he was already talking about moving. Angels were there already. So he was telling me stuff. I said, just tell them to wait. Not yet. You got 3 months. So wait till March. And March came, the guy went. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the story that came when I saw the power of God moved, you know, God always used me in my house when I was younger. You know, he still uses me in a different way. Praise the Lord. You know, the first one of my little sisters, I forgot all these things. They just went off my mind. I don't know why the Holy Spirit is shifting us here. We're trying to go to Romans 12, but somebody's going to be getting something today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I usually don't like to tell stories when I'm ministering. I like to just preach the word. Praise the Lord. Power of God showed up. First movement was people, first three people that God used me in my house is a situation of death. Death showed up and resurrection life showed up. Praise the Lord. Three raised from my house. Glory to God. All those things I've forgotten all about it. So as they told those stories, they said, did you know when you were three or four years old, she couldn't remember, but you were very little, that I saw somebody that you're a very bold person. I don't remember what I was when I was 4 years old. I don't remember those stories. Say three and four. So there was a pregnant woman, because my family, they're listening. I never knew. The ones in London, they listen. They tell me they watch all the time in Nigeria. They listen to our program. Praise the Lord. You know, it said there was a pregnant woman smoking a cigarette. So I went straight to her. I said, what's the matter with you? Don't you know if you're pregnant, you're a mother of a baby, you're not supposed to smoke? So the woman dropped the cigarette and did this number on it. And that was the end of that. Now, I don't remember that, but that was the Holy Spirit using a little child. That's why our children here, we bless them. They are filled with God, and God's going to use their life from a tender age. Say amen. That's why we don't beat children. We nurture them and train them in the ways of God. Say amen. That their boldness and their authenticity will remain in their lives. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, we should be now in Romans 12, verse 1. Let me see if I can pull it out in my own iPad. I beseech you what? Therefore, brethren, by what? The mercies of God that you present what? Your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is what? Your reasonable service. Hallelujah. Your reasonable service. Which bodies? It's not talking about your spiritual body. It's talking about this body. This suit that you have. Present it. You do what? You present it to God. So if you ask Jesus, you know, our problem is we ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. So he saved us. Our spirit man is saved. Amen. Our soul is also saved. Our body is saved. We surrender everything. But on a daily basis, two things have to surrender back to God. Your soul and your body. I said on a what? Daily basis. Daily basis. Surrender. Verse 2. I'm going to read up to 3 and then if I continue. And be not what? Conformed to this world. That means don't get into the pattern of this world. But be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means be changed. Not just you change your mind. Transform means you were this, you became a totally different thing. It's like this red flower totally changed to this one. What color is this? Peach? It looks peachy to me, right? So this red change to this peach. It's not even the same shape of flower. That's transformation. Complete, totally different. That's how we ought to live, and that's what we are called to do. Be ye what? Do what? Transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. When you renew your mind, when you surrender it, renew your mind, is your soul, your mind, your intellect, your emotions, your will, your thoughts, you know, without thoughts, you cannot form words. Thoughts form words. Thinking form words. Thinking form words. When you begin to think, words will form in your heart. Your heart is a manufacturing factory that produces words. So it says, out of the abundance of a man's heart, the mouth speak. If your heart is not full of what you have thought, you cannot speak it. So when people speak and they say things, say, I'm just kidding, they are not what? Kidding. Their heart has been manufacturing it. I want you to stay too quiet. Just jump out of it. If you know you are one of those, just say, I repent and carry on. Praise the Lord. The message this morning is not to feel guilty. It's for us to come up higher. Come up higher in every aspect of our lives. Say amen. Say amen. As you think, that's how you're going to be. If you think lack, you will always have lack. If you think envy, you will always have envy coming around you. You are a manufacturer of what you're thinking. So we're going to manufacture good things. It says, renew body, be transformed by what? Renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. There are so many good and perfect, acceptable will of God. Number one, you're already that perfect and good thing that God made. James 1:17 tells you that, right? So you are that. But there are so many other things. What are some of the good and perfect, acceptable will of God? It says, let the weak say what? I am what? Is that a good thing? Is strength a good thing? It's a good thing. And it's a perfect will of God. So God's will for us is for us to be what? Strong. Strong in every area. Say amen. So if you are not strong in any area, when you hear the word of God, you begin to say, I am strong. I am strong. So you tell your mind, you renew your mind. Your thought should be, I am what? Remember, we're talking renewing the mind. The mind is your soul. So your soul, in that soul, you have thoughts, emotions, will, decisions. Everything you do on a daily basis is your mind that's controlling it. You have your spirit, you have your body, the soul. The mind is the connector to both. It's a driver to the spirit, is a driver to the body. So if you do not renew it, whatever is in there, if you don't renew it and you leave it, Romans 8. Did I do verse 3? Let me do 3 and then we'll go to Romans 8. Verse 3 of Romans 12. Verse 3. It says, but I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you not to be what? Think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think what? So by think with the right mind. What kind of right mind? Righteousness. Think the ways of God, the righteousness of God, the things God has spoken. Think that. According as God has dealt to every man, what? The measure of faith. So you all have faith. A measure has been given to you. The least is the mustard seed. But it doesn't remain at that level. It becomes a big tree that takes care of the fowls of the air. Somebody shout hallelujah. Your littleness is a big tree, and you can become a host to help so many. Say amen. Your faith is to grow to the level where you can help many. If you're only helping yourself right now, then you need to renew your mind. Some people are about me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and my family. If God is blessing them, it's only about themselves and their family. That's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not about you and your family alone. It's about God's people. Say amen. Yes, your family is your first base, but it goes beyond that. God starts with his family. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So the first is his son, Jesus. Then the family expanded to us. We grafted in, became adopted son, became the sons and the daughters of God. Amen? So God did that, and then God began to spread. That's why when Jesus left in Acts 1:8, it says, you shall do what? You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, right? And you shall be witnesses of me where? In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then where? Uttermost. He did not stop. He could have said just here in Jerusalem only. He could have just said Samaria. He could have said Judea. That's all close location. But he said to us, and that's why me and you have the Holy Ghost today. Somebody shout hallelujah. So God is not about himself, it's about the whole. God has always been about the whole. So when God is blessing you and you are keeping it to just you, yourself, and your family, we know the end of your what's going to happen to you in the future. You're going to lose everything. Bible says it has wings. It will fly. It'll fly to somebody who's going to do something about it. May you renew your mind today in the name of Jesus. Remember, I'm talking about renewing the mind. So everything, every single word coming out of my mouth is about renewing an aspect of your life. I not come to entertain you or speak with eloquence or speech, but there's got to be a change in the body of Christ. The body of Christ has become like the world. Selfishness has become part of us. May God deliver us from it. In the name of Jesus. When there is a need, it's like, oh, it's not about me. It's always about myself. What can I get for me? The kingdom of God is not about myself. It's about him. It's about him. What does God want? That should be our driving force. May God help us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Transformed the world, transformed. We renew our mind. Change completely. Not I change my mind. If you change your mind, that's why people always say, I change my mind. I don't want to do this. Guess what? They do it worse. It's impossible. So praying that God change my mind, that's not the prayer you should be praying. God, it says, do what? Renew. You make a decision from your emotions, from your will, from your soul, and say, I will not do this again. That's renewing your mind. And you ask, Lord, save me in this area of my life. There are many renewers in the Bible. Many ways to renew ourselves. I told you to go to Romans 8. So let's go there. Hallelujah. 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 Everybody in Romans is always like verse 1. There is therefore now no what? Condemnation to them which are in what? Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The qualification is you don't walk after flesh, you walk after what? The Spirit. It's impossible for you to walk after the Spirit if you don't renew your mind. Your mind must be renewed to walk after the Spirit. And that's how you say, how many of you have the Holy Spirit? Everybody go here. But that same person is still cursing. Is still swearing. Is still full of rage. Is still lying and cheating. Why? They have not renewed their mind. They are one thing in the presence of everybody. There's something else behind. Like Papa always says, take off what? The mask. Beware a mask. Behind a mask, there's an ugliness. May every ugliness behind that mask fall off today in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall do what? See God. One day we want to see him. But we need holiness. You don't hear holiness anymore. You talk about holiness, say, I'm out of that church. And we just have a fun church. So have all the fun. Be not what? Conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed. It's a soul decision. You can decide. You can decide how you want to walk with God. It says, do what? There is therefore no what? Condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Who? Qualification. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So what should I do? Think spirit. Walk spirit. So flesh we say, curse. And the word of God says, curse not. So I choose what? Curse not is the spirit way. Flesh where we say, curse. There are a lot of Christians here and their tongue is worse than the tongue of a sailor. There's diarrhea coming out from every area behind the mask. Say, Lord, set me free. Say, amen. The Christians that do business, they cheat. Just like the world, be not conformed. God wants you to make a profit, but God did not say gouge people. Say, amen. Say, amen. They make a promise, they don't keep to their promise, they fail. The Spirit of God says, let your yes be what? And your no be what? Renew your mind right now. Say amen. Say, I'm renewing my mind right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You, after this message, you don't... I think everybody here loves me, but if you don't love me, that's fine. Television world, that's okay too. I got enough love from Father, which is the purest of all love. It cancels out every other love. So you must renew your mind. Some of you, you want people to just love you and hug you and touch you and kiss you. And if they don't do that, call the ambulance. God has loved you already. You don't need extra. It's the ultimate love. Say amen. Love yourself. Love your neighbor as what? You shall love God. Love your neighbor as yourself. You cannot love your neighbor as yourself if you don't love yourself. So the order is love God, love yourself, love your neighbor. Say amen. We are renewing our mind. So in a marriage, if love is not there, that person that is not giving love in that marriage or submitting has what? Walking in the flesh. Not walking in the spirit. In the spirit, say love. Say amen. The spirit commands love your neighbor as yourself. So if they are bankrupt in love, how can they give you love? Can a bankrupt business function? There's nothing there. So it's insanity for you to go to the bankrupt business that has nothing and say, oh, I want to purchase this. Purchase what? There's nothing there. So that business needs a revamping. It needs a renewal of mind. I say, okay, I got business skills. What can I do next? Lord, show me. The anointing for business is in my life. Show me how to revamp this thing. Say amen. Anointings don't die. That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can never die. So it's alive and well. So walk in the Spirit to renew your mind. Lord, I see God something. Show me. And he begins to show you. And revival now comes into that business. Somebody shout hallelujah. Applies to marriage, applies to children, applies to anything. Anything is redeemable. He's called our Redeemer. Say amen. Say Redeemer, friend, master, savior. You know, the Redeemer buys. In the book of Ruth, it was Obed that went to what? Get the shoe. Buy the shoe. Say amen. That's the first time you see the Redeemer at work. Get the shoe. Paid for the shoe. Got the shoe to redeem. May God redeem every area of our lives. Where we are bankrupt, may He redeem us. There is always hope in God. Failure is not the end of the story. When you fail, God can lift you up. He said, when you fall, He will cause you to rise again. He is a lifter. He is a glory and a lifter of your head. Somebody shout hallelujah. May God lift you up from the dunghill. May He lift you up from a lower class to a higher class. In the name of Jesus. Just because things are not working, it doesn't mean it will not work tomorrow. You renew your mind knowing that, yes, my tomorrow is greater than now. My now is greater than the now that I just left. Say amen. When I came in here 1 hour ago, I've gone greater. That is a renewed mind. That's how you think. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Somebody shout hallelujah. The things that are happening in your home are not the end of your story. Greater is coming. Greater is now. Greater is He who is in you than he that's in the world. That's the word of God. Greater one lives in you than in the world. The world is just our business area. It's not God. God lives in you. Somebody say, He lives in me. So how can you fail? He can never fail, so you can never fail. The kind of thing we call failure is really not failure. It's called process, going through due process. You are being processed, going to the higher and higher and higher dimension, higher level. Somebody shout hallelujah. Renew your mind once and for all. When obstacles come, they are not your story. They are called obstacles. They are there to restrain you. But somebody say, I shall not be restrainable. They are there to restrict you. But we know our God. The people who know their God, they shall be what? Strong, great, and they do great what? Exploits. That is a renewed mind. That's how you think. When obstacle comes, say, ha, there's something behind. There's something that thing is there to block. You shall not block it. I'm coming every side. Either you get out of my way, get knocked down, pushed down. You know when buffaloes are running in a group? Do you see the buffalo person that is trying to harness them and stay in the middle of them? They go on the side. They are on their horse, riding on the side, trying to channel them to the level where they want them. If you stay there in the middle of them running, what's going to happen to you? It's called what? Stampede. Mash potato. Everything bulldozed down. May you not be the one that is bulldozer. May you be the bulldozer. In the name of Jesus. If Satan shows up in your business, bulldoze him out of the way. Say, I am the Redeemer of the Lord. I've never seen a policeman come in and say, oh, you know, I'm authority, you know. Who's going to listen to that kind of policeman that have to say, this is my qualification? The way they walk, all of them walk the same, you know. I don't know what happened to their legs. Maybe it's their training, you know, and all the gadgets they're wearing. Watch them. There's a walk about them. Right? And when they're talking, they're not there for smile and jokes. They mean business. You are a child of the Most High God. Do demons know that you are not fooling around? When you show up and you wake up, it should be, oh my God. They don't even call God. Maybe they call Lucifer, who knows? They say, hey, stay out of that house. Stay out of that neighborhood. Stay out of their business. They don't only deal with us, they deal with all our cohorts. David has slain what? When he slew Goliath, there's only one person he killed. But what was the song? The song was 10,000. They say Saul, 1,000. Saul didn't kill one Goliath, but he's the king. You know, you got to get favor from the king. He just sent Saul to become a crazy person. When Satan shows up and begins to cause problems in your finance, in your health, in your money, in your whatever, in your marriage, in your children's life, rise. You rise. You rise and say, who's this uncircumcised Philistine? If you stay there and sleep on your bed and wamble, and you buy 20,000 Kleenex, your eyes is going to be so red and they shoot out of the socket. And people see you. You need to start wearing sunglasses so people don't see it. It's called stress bulging. May you be free from that kind of rubbish. In the name of Jesus, you got to fight. The Bible says we're in a warfare. Romans 8, so you need to read the whole chapter at your own time. It is loaded. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm walking in the spirit. It's a decision. Decision from your soul. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. You have no problem. The problem you always have is always your mind problem, how you're thinking. Every battle is in the mind. A lot of people don't need to go to any movie theater. They have their own going on every day. They always see themselves defeated, dejected, destroyed, and Satan always pursuing them. Every dream they have. You know, I used to have people, when I used to do a lot of counseling, I used to have them, they come say, oh, I just saw Satan pursuing me with a cutlass. Like a machete. I just saw him. And then another one will just flow in front. And I'm going, after I listen to this story, I say, who are you? Who should be doing the pursuing? David, what did the instruction from the word of God say? Pursue, overtake. Pursue and do what? The enemy came, stole his wife, his children, his blessing. When he inquired of the Lord says, do what? Pursue them, overtake them, finish them up. You are the pursuer. Say, I'm the pursuer. You renew your mind from now, I'm the what? Pursuer. That person disturbing you at your workplace is not in charge. You are in charge. Say, I'm in charge. Somebody disturbing you from your family, extended family, or your in-law or outlaw, whatever they are, you are in charge. Say, I'm in charge. So don't hide from going to family reunion. You can go there and be in charge. And just says, oh, Auntie Alicia is going to be there, so I'm not going to be. She just drives me bananas. Well, why don't you buy some bananas and be the one giving to her to eat? You are in charge. Say, I'm in charge. Where you've been authorized. Jesus says, in my name, you shall cast out devils. So who's in charge there? You've been authorized. You have the name of Jesus. The name. Philippians 2 says, the name above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Renew your mind once and for all. You wait for somebody to show up or somebody to come and do something for you. Take your place and begin to do what you need to do. It's not going to change until you start doing that. Say amen. Say amen. If the word of God says you are blessed, then begin to say, I'm blessed. whether your bank account shows it or not, you say, I'm blessed. And then your bank account will start showing it. Oh, it got quiet again. Hallelujah. 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 There are people in this house that are taking the word and something's happening to them and their family. There are people on television that are taking the word and something's happening to them. I've seen people move. They were here and they just... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God gives you everything you need. Every single thing you need is coming from the word. It's not coming from the world, it's coming from God. He's the maker of the world. Why would you go to the things he make to be your solution? Go to the one who made the things. He knows how to tailor make and custom make for you. Stop going to the things he made. They are there for your pleasure, but they are not the answer. Go to the maker. Renew your mind once and for all. Some people, a little blessing, they become pompous. I've seen it. You just know the result. It's coming down. It says, the Bible says, what did it tell you? It says, you shall remember what? The Lord your God. For it is he who gives you power to do what? Get wealth. Renew your mind. You want to be wealthy? Go to God. Say, God, make me wealthy. You shall remember. So after he blessed you a little bit, you forget to remember. Remember, renewing your mind is a daily thing. Is that not what I said at the beginning? So every day you must remember him. God is you that bless me. God is you that bless me. Thank you, Lord. You bless me. You brought me here. Let me never forget. It's a daily thing. You don't just remember once in a while. Once in a year, you know, in Nigeria, they have service. They call it Thanksgiving service. Once a year, you come out. We do the same year. We have Thanksgiving, but we don't do it the way they do it there. Here, we just eat turkey and eat chicken. But Thanksgiving in Nigeria is the day you bring your best offering. The best offering you will give to God, you bring it. Yeah, you can renew your mind. That's a good thing. Bring to the house of God. Amen? You see women who used to sell shrimp in a little tray. From selling shrimp, they begin to build a house. Because they practice what? Thanksgiving with their little shrimp. A little tray of shrimp selling. They build one, two house, three house. Some, they just sell corn on the cob. We eat a dozen. Corn on the cob. It's not corn season yet. The ones you have now is coming from somewhere. But very soon, it's going to be corn season. We get our local ones. But instead of eating the one dozen corn, she will do what? Sell eight and serve four for her family. And little by little, she begins to grow her business. And in that little eight, she's giving her tithe and her offering. A lot of you don't tithe. And a lot of you tithe. We know who tithe in this house. Because we look at the books. I don't look at it anymore. I just say, Lord, praise the Lord, because it gets depressing. So I don't want to be depressed. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Here you go. My goodness, I know God bless this person. They don't tithe, but they shout hallelujah and they dance. You shake your bum bum in church and all of that, but you don't tithe. You got to renew your mind. It's not this that is going to get you there. It's what you do. Renew your mind what? How can God bless you and you have audacity to hold back? So you are going to live. Instead of living on 90%, you're going to be living on what? 10%. you got the order reversed. We don't like to hear this. Tithe is a sacred cow that needs to be slaughtered and destroyed in the church. See, nobody said amen. Nobody said amen. He got quiet like a mouse in here. I don't know where the lions went. The lions are hiding and the mouse are in charge. May we renew our mind. The Bible says, don't you have the voice of a king? A king doesn't whisper. You never know when a king is going to turn on you. He's a king. Because he's a king, his wrath can just come out and everyone say, oh, king, ah. And they begin to beg. May you be that king that God says you are. What is tithe? What is 10%? I remember when we had nothing. I did not grow up in nothing. We both grew up blessed. But surrendering everything to the kingdom and starting all over with nothing. We started with what? Nothing in this land. You are standing in a miracle. You are sitting in a miracle. Somebody shout hallelujah. We did not grow up what? In nothing. We grew up with the best. Did you know in the 60s when only few people had vehicles? We have vehicle. We have driver that drives us to school. I had a chauffeur. So you want to talk about people who are spoiled? Apostle is spoiled growing up. I was spoiled growing up. All I knew was how to play or how to walk. You play until they call you to eat. Your food is cooked for you. Your bed is made for you. You get to say, what do you want to eat? And you say, I want to eat this. Amen. Amen. And God said, let go of all of that. And then you're going to be the one doing the laundry, washing the toilet. Never washed toilet in my life until I came here. You're going to be doing the cooking. You never know. You never thought about things were expensive until you have nothing and then you begin to. I never knew how to count. I never count coins until. But somebody say, I'm free. I don't do that anymore. I'm talking about 39 years ago. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Start afresh with zero. Come here with only two suitcases. Pregnant with a baby. No mother, no father, no auntie, no uncle. Never raised a baby by myself before. Come from where there is nanny to zero. There is no nanny. You are on your own. Nothing. Somebody say, look what God has done. And this is not even the best year. The best is still yet to come. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. My problem now is always, oh my God, I got too much. How am I going to clean up all this? Before it was like zero. From zero. So God can start you all over again. God can start you all over again. Whoever is out there that thinks that it's over, it's not over, it's just beginning. Say amen. Say amen. Never cut grass before you do grass, you do garden work. I only planted flowers because I love flowers. I planted flowers. I think I had over 100 different kinds of flowers I planted. Well, even when I got married, I did that in my father-in-law's house. I planted there all kinds of species. When I went back after 10 years, I said, what happened to all the flowers? Because it's not their vision. You must renew your mind. You must know what to do. You are a child of the Most High God. God has not called you to rubbish. He's called you to greatness. You got to start changing that every day, every day, every day, every day. Say amen. All right, let's go to another scripture. So you're going to do Romans 8 at home by yourself, right? Okay, it tells you about the kind of nature of walking. So verse 7 of Romans 8, I'll do 8 and 7 and 8 of Romans 8. And then we're going to move to another scripture. It says, because the carnal mind is what? Enemy against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So if you have a carnal mind, a flesh thinker, you will never please God. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot do what? Please God. So that means you are not a faith person. It's giving you a measure of faith to start, because faith can grow. It's a great faith. There's great faith. So a measure doesn't start from that. It grows. You can grow to greater. Amen? So, it said they cannot please God. And without faith, it is in what? Impossible. Somebody say impossible. Impossibly to please God. So when you walk in the flesh and you are flesh-minded, everything you do, you are so carnal. Carnal means you are meat. Everything is of flesh. No spirit. Meat head. In Nigeria, they say yam head. That's potato head. All you want to eat is potato, meat and potato. If there's no meat and potato in the plate, forget it. Don't just be a carnal person. You can renew your mind, because the benefit is for you and you alone. Say, there is benefit in God. My renewal of my mind is to benefit me so I can benefit others. So I can do the perfect will of God. It says our reasonable service. You are to serve with your mind. But the mind has to be the mind of Christ. If you invest in carnality and you are investing, the end result is destruction. That's the word of the Lord. It says to be destruction. Why invest into destruction? Invest into corruption. Matthew 6 tells you that. Say invest where there's no rust, moth, or corruption. The Bible says you've been saved by the incorruptible seed of God. So in the spirit, there is no corruption. So I want to stay in the place there's no corruption. All I have to do is renew my mind. As I hear God's word about something, you live by that. You don't live by your culture. The things in your culture that aligns themselves with the word of God, keep. If they don't align with the word of God, dump it immediately. That's called renewing of your mind. You cannot have both. There is no mixture in God. You don't do flesh and spirit mixed together. There's no such cocktail. You see that spirit or flesh? So your culture has taught you some stuff. And if it does not align with the word of God, how would you know it aligns with the word of God? That means you got to eat the word of God on a daily basis. So you know, man shall not do what again? Matthew 4 tells you that. Shall not live by bread alone, but by what? You live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So what has God got to say about that issue? That's how you live. There's no ifs or but or suggestion or multiple choice. It's only one choice. And that